Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and it's Thursday, so that means it's a shorter podcast, a little bit of a nugget of information, hopefully a lesson learned that I can share with you guys to help you out. Hopefully you don't make the same mistakes that I've made. I think seems to be the majority of this podcast is sharing mistakes that I've made, and hopefully it leads to you guys not making those or being able to avoid them. So today what I want to talk about is really just taking care of yourself. And I think that this is, it's a pretty broad topic, but for me, one thing that I've really had to come to grips with and become better at is tapering, my desire to impact other people, to grow businesses, to capitalize on opportunities. These things I actually really enjoy. I really like working on these things. It's exciting for me. I get a lot of energy from it. I feel the most frustrated whenever there's a lack of momentum. So for me, I just get sort of addicted to the progress, to the journey, and to the work that I like so much. And one thing that can happen with that, which is kind of weird, is that you work a lot of hours and it doesn't really feel like you're working, but you're still working. I think that's the key takeaway from this is moving away from when you're doing something you just hate, you don't want to do it that much. And it's stressful in its own right because you just dislike your career. But when you're doing something you really enjoy, it's just very easy to put a lot of time in. That can lead to you neglecting other things, and also you have to realize that neurologically, from a standpoint of just brain usage, as much as you might use it as an entrepreneur, it can be very fatiguing on your nervous system. And I had a conversation with my mentor Kelly Charette about presenting. He's presenting at our mastermind event in April, which is going to be absolutely awesome. By the way, we have Kelly and we have Jerry Durham that are going to be presenting on a couple different topics. But Kelly's presentation is going to be on, are you durable enough to be an entrepreneur? And I think this is a very fitting topic for the group of people that we have there. We'll have 90 to 100, practice owners that are coming in from around the country. And especially in the early stages, business is rough. you know, it's hard on you. You're constantly being tested. There's no guarantee. It's exciting, but it's also scary at the same time. And it's easy to sort of, you know, end up in a bad physical place, even though you might be eating well and sleeping and trying to manage, you know, your physical training as best you can. You're still, your nervous system is just getting just crushed, especially, you know, your brain. So, you know, for me, I hit a wall a couple years in when I was traveling a ton. You know, I was 2-3 times a month traveling for Mobility WOD to teach. You know, we had 2 kids under the age of 2. I wasn't sleeping much. I was starting our practice. So I was putting in just insane amount of time with that. And I hit a wall where I basically knew something was wrong, started looking at some blood test numbers and realized, like, man, I have the testosterone levels of an 85-year-old man. Like, it's not a good thing, right? So for me, I needed that data to really take a step back and realize, you know, we need other people. And that's when we decided to really take a lot of things off my plate and scale, and for me to free up some of my time. And as I freed up some of my time, the trap of the entrepreneur is, with free time, you'll fill it with things you enjoy. Well, the things you enjoy typically are work. So what did I do? Started a second company. And so at this point, you know, running 2 companies and them being pretty different, you know, in terms of the business development side with PT Biz and then what we do with Athletes Potential, you're changing hats frequently. And that changing of roles is very fatiguing mentally. If you look up the research on multitasking, they show just how difficult it can be for you to switch from one task to another and the mental bandwidth that you lose with that. So, you know, for me, recently, I've, you know, gotten to a point where I've had to take another step back and really look at some things objectively to help with, you know, honestly, just long-term health. And being able to compartmentalize the desire to want to impact other people, along with understanding that this is a marathon and not a sprint, is a place that I hope that many of you get to without having to, you know, go through a bunch of just negative physical things that can happen to you, you know, along the way. And some of that might just be fatigue. Some of it might just be, you know, being somewhat short with people around you. It might just be a lack of desire to train. You know, these are all like common things that we tend to see. But for me, I wanted to get some objective data. And one thing that was recommended to me by Kelly was to get a Whoop band. And every time I hear Whoop, I was like, Whoop, Whoop. And my wife says the same thing, but it's a great band. Basically, it tracks your heart rate variability, it tracks your sleep. It gives you an idea of like how hard you should be training based on how well recovered you are. And I've known about these for years. We actually, we use these with a special operations group that we've worked with, and they were collecting a lot of data with these years ago. I just never really decided to consistently, you know, track these things. And it's been probably like a little over a week now that I've been using a Whoop band, and it's really interesting the data that you get. And this is sort of, you know, for me, for you guys, like looking at things objectively from leading indicators versus lagging indicators is much better direction, and the direction that I, you know, am headed in terms of, you know, health and wellness. And I mean, I've gone down the rabbit hole with some of these things recently. Like, we just bought a sauna. It's not here yet, but it's coming. So sauna, tracking everything with the Whoop. Just had a visit with, you know, my doc today. We got every blood test you can imagine, stool sample, saliva sample, looking at cortisol levels, you know, proactively working with mental health, like all these things to really work on health and longevity to be able to sustain a load of, you know, pushing your body pretty hard. And one thing that I would recommend for you, if you guys are in the same position, is definitely, and I had nothing from Whoop, but I would look into it. It's been very interesting for me to track things. Like, for instance, if I had to do a ton of work a couple days ago, and I woke up the next morning and I felt kind of tired, but I didn't feel that bad. I had training on the schedule that I was going to get up and train around 5:30 in the morning. So I wake up, I look at my sleep was good. My recovery was crap though. And it's just an algorithm they have that looks at your heart rate variability, your sleep, and the activities you've done previously. And my recovery was bad. My heart rate variability was really, really low, meaning I was in a poorly recovered state. And the only thing that you could attribute that to is just a lot of work volume. The other thing that I'm realizing I'm very sensitive to and I don't do very often is alcohol. So we took a client out, one of our referral partners, on Monday. I had one beer. And when I woke up the next morning, my recovery, it's normally been in like the 80% range. Like it was like 36%. And I had a couple glasses of wine the second day that I had the band on. And I noticed the exact same thing. Like sleep was the same. Everything was good. I had a little bit of alcohol and my recovery was bad. So I'm very sensitive to it. And learning some of these things based on the blood tests that we find, like my liver function and gallbladder function, like all these things. If your goal is sort of peak performance and get as much out of your time that you can when you're working, which is what my goal is, like setting the stage with these objective measures and these internal things that we can track really is a much better strategy than getting to a place where I've been, where you just hit a wall, you run yourself into the ground, and you know, and then it's just like, dude, I've got something has to change. Like that's not a good place to be, and I've been there multiple times, and it's not something I'm interested in doing anymore, you know, going forward. And even getting a good grasp on this stuff and being able to be aware of it, it's a slippery slope when you just have so many things you're committed to, and you know, you're wanting to be able to complete things that you've committed to keep your word, that you push yourself really hard, and that can be tough on your body. So my advice to you is whatever it is, start tracking some things objectively. I've used blood tests now for quite a while, a couple of years, you know, just internal data. And now to add in something like a Whoop band where I'm looking at my HRV and recovery on a regular basis and really sleep quality, that's a huge one for me too. Like it's been awesome to see, and it's been really helpful with me understanding intensity of training on days when I should or should not be doing those things without just guessing and potentially guessing wrong. It just leads to then, you know, potentially a minor overuse injury or a musculoskeletal thing that can pop up, and then it just frustrates you even more and slows you down. So that's my advice for you guys today. Start looking at this stuff objectively. If you know, want to take a look at the Whoop band, it's WHOOP. You know, I've had a great experience with it. I don't know how accurate it is, but it seems to be, just from subjectively from what I've seen and the things that I think would affect it, it's pretty consistent with that. And it's been highly recommended by other people that I trust that have used it for long periods of time. So take care of yourself. It's huge. You know, like you're no good to your family. You're no good to your friends. You're no good to your business if you're just not physically healthy. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is put everything into this business that is supposed to be supporting your life. And what it does is it ends up cutting it short because, you know, you've accumulated so much stress and so much volume that you leave yourself more susceptible to other things that your immune system and the bandwidth that you're taking up just can't fight off. So keep that in mind. I hope you guys, you know, can learn a little bit from this and from stuff that I'm working on. Get after it earlier so that you don't have to learn some things the hard way. And as always, thanks for listening to the podcast and have a good weekend. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.